Welcome back to In the Moment. It's hard to escape the sweeping fields of corn, soybeans, and hay that make up South Dakota's number one industry, agriculture. But large farming operations aren't the only ones contributing to the ag economy. That's what prompted lawmakers to change the classification for ag land for taxation purposes. SDPB's Lee Strubinger introduces us to a small acreage, high variety farmers in the Black Hills who stand to benefit from the change.
You're going to be the gatekeeper? All right.
The small staff at Tobias Garden is prepping for the Black Hills Farmers Market in Rapid City the next day. Tobias Garden is nestled in the Black Hills, just outside of Hermosa, about 20 miles south of Rapid City. Not long after Richard and Janet Nelson retired, they came up with an idea.
That we should start our own little garden, since we weren't doing anything else at that moment. We'd done a bunch of different things, but we weren't doing anything, so that's how we got started.
Janet says they started with a small garden last year, which has since grown into a small farm. The Nelsons are Seventh-day Adventists and in their 70s. Janet says a few years ago they attended a national conference held by the Adventist Agriculture Association. That's where they met a younger couple, Matt and Deidre Dealey. Together, the Nelsons and Dealeys manage an acre and a half of several fruits and vegetables. Three greenhouses cover rows of salad mix, carrots, beets, strawberries, various squash, and rows of tomatoes. All of Tobias Gardens' food is grown without pesticides or herbicides. Next to a row of freshly picked potatoes, Deidre Dealey says smaller farms are more sustainable than big ag operations.
Providing people with food that they can eat on a day-to-day basis. I mean, how much corn and soy can you eat, you know? So I think there's definitely that movement, and people, you know, the local food movement is finally coming to South Dakota, and people are getting on that kind of wave, but, you know, we're hoping it's just going to grow and grow more.
For the Dealeys, it's about more than just food.
But, you know, it's obviously a good lifestyle. We enjoy it. Our kids enjoy it. We have good food. You know, we're able to get good food out into the community, so.
Small farming operations are popping up throughout South Dakota. According to the most recent data from the USDA, the state hosts about 15,000 farms that are 100 acres or less.
This is 2012 numbers, so it's not as current.
That's Danny Hansen. She's a policy advisor with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. She says much like the rest of the country, there's a growing interest in people wanting to know where their food comes from.
There's a lot of people that are moving to fill that need, and a lot of times that means going to farmers markets and growing some of the crops that are sold there. And in South Dakota, that means greenhouses a lot of times just because of the growing season that we have.
This shift in farm sizes prompted state lawmakers to pass a bill that changes how ag land is assessed for tax purposes. Jason Frericks is a state senator from the northeast part of South Dakota. He backed Senate Bill 7, which makes it easier for smaller farms to qualify as ag land.
It would not be fair to have a separate class of small ag land that would be taxed at a much higher level than all the other ag land. We need to strive for fairness across the system.
Taxes applied to land designated for agricultural use are much less than taxes that apply to residential or commercial property. Before, farmers had to meet certain requirements in order for property to qualify, including income and size requirements. Senate Bill 7, which became law in the beginning of July, eased those prerequisites. Mike Howdyshell is the Director of Property and Special Taxes at the South Dakota Department of Revenue.
It really is just, you know, the true small acreage operations where they don't meet the size requirement, and under the previous version of the law, they couldn't meet the income requirement. And by lowering that income threshold, it's likely, I guess, that there would be, you know, additional, you know, small acreages that are classified as ag now in the state.
Howdyshell says 2019 is the first assessment year with the new law in place. If more small farms are assessed at agricultural rates, he says the tax burden will shift to others in that county. Howdyshell says the change in state law was designed to help producers stay in business.
I'm going to need quite a few because I got eight kids and they're bringing their parents.
down on Omaha Street in Rapid City, Janet Nelson and Deidre Dealey have the Tobias Garden booth set up at the Black Hills Farmers Market. Janet is helping a customer pick out some kohlrabi, which is a green cabbage-style vegetable about the size of a baseball.
And it's just nice to be out working on the farm. You know, it's tiring, but it's just peaceful. And it's really cool to know that you've got all this food growing. And yeah, so that's for me probably the most rewarding.
Yeah, I tried. My son actually ate it.
The Nelsons say they're not sure how the change in tax assessment is going to impact Tobias Garden. They say they'd welcome the bonus of having less taxes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.